Thank you, really, and I appreciate that with a lot of joy, especially in the season of the Christmas, to share about our life as a Christian living in that part of the country with you. The beauty of the Christianity, by the way, is like the garden, full of different kind of flowers, color, and that's the make to join the beautiful garden. Again, my name is Michael Zobi, born and raised in Bethlehem, and very proudly I can trace my heritage as a Christian more than 1,000 years. My wife, she born and raised in Jerusalem. Also, she had a long history about heritage. We have a story also to tell you about Bethlehem and Jerusalem. That's what our title. Again, through my trip to United States, what I am interested to. Many of my friends and brothers in the United States, they don't know there are Arab Christians or Palestinian Christians. They think the Arabs are Muslims, but we are as a Christian before the Islam. We struggled for our faith until today. The thing also is bothering me as Michael and my family. I hate to see the birthplace of our Lord, Jesus Christ, nobody believe in him, live there. Because the political situation, the economic situation, and anything going around the area, it drive a lot of people to leave the country searching for better life and peaceful life and also convenient for their family. It hurt me to see Bethlehem, it used to be in the past, the area of Bethlehem, not just Bethlehem, the town. Over than 90% are Christians. Today is less than 10% of the inhabited in Bethlehem. Among 200,000 people, there are just 10% are Christians. Many of my friends, you know, like what my friend he mentioned, I've been in several areas. I preach here or there, and many of my friends, when they hear me, they are talking about the political situation, the economic situation, what is going on there. They say, Michael, you know, we will be happy to help you, bring you from the Holy Land to come and live in the United States. We will help you to find jobs, decent life, and so on and so. I say, friends, I appreciate your kinds of help. I will leave the honey and yogurt for you. And I will be happy to have the pita bread, the olive oil, and the fruit of the olives in my hometown. Please don't take me from my roots. Yeah, I would be happy to be in my hometown. Not because I just hate the United States, no. I like it, but I like my country. I hate to see the heritage of the Holy Land turned as a museum. Many of my brothers and sisters from here in the United States, they come to the country as pilgrimage, interest to visit the stones, the heritage of the Holy Land, without having a chance to meet with the living stones, to meet with us. We can tell you a lot about our faith, a lot of our about our tradition and cultures. And a lot of stories. And we believe, like what's mentioned in the Old Testament, that the visitor, maybe he will be an angel. He wants to tell you a message, to tell that to your family. Or the family herself, it will be an angel to tell you a message to take it back to your home. We will be happy to have anybody coming to the Holy Land and to meet us. Not for a business, just to build the relationship with our brothers and sisters. Like what the body of the Christianity is the same. Different part of the body serving the same body, thinking the same thing. Our language is in Arabic, your language is in English, but we praise the same Lord. I love you and you are planning to come in any time to the Holy Land to meet with the families, not just to visit, to take pictures here or there, and to pray for the peace, not just for me or for yourself. And if you are a Christian, that's our message. Not enough to be a Christian. You need to share the grace what you are living in with other people. I love one of the minister, he says, share the peace. When we sharing the peace, it means we need to introduce ourselves to each other around us. Many of our friends, they don't know who is his neighbor. I've been happy to hear by part of the families I've been visiting this trip, we share food and coffee with our neighbors. Because that's the Christianity, is to share faith, to share help. Really, I would like to go for a little bit presentation about what is going on in the Holy Land. And you are welcome to ask any question. I would be happy to answer it. Like what usually I say, I've been hosted by a family who is a pharmacy. And this pharmacy, he gave me all kinds of medicine against allergy. And I have no allergy for any kind of question. What you don't know about Bethlehem and Jerusalem, that's it for what come. You know, we can start, if you would like, that's the prayer for peace. Raise up your voice. Creator God,
we come before you in faith and in hope that the nations might choose to put aside warfare and killing. We pray that you will touch the minds and hearts of world leaders. May the counsels of the powerful yield to your everlasting wisdom. Wherever wars and rumors of wars abound, may your peace and understanding quiet all fears and animosities. May you give new and powerful gifts of courage and leadership to those who seek and work for peace. In these days of anxiety, stand by us and make us strong.
That's my family. That's part of it. That's my children, actually, not my brothers. I have 6 children, 5 boys and 1 girl. And I have 6 brothers and 2 sisters. And we don't want to leave. Yeah. Actually, today, we wake up at 4 o'clock. We have very wonderful celebration for us. You know, we miss that my son in Jerusalem, he had the last step as a deacon in the cathedral in Jerusalem, and he will be the priest of the cathedral in Jerusalem, if God will, next year. We will be happy to share that with you later on. We have some pictures and some of the videos. We are not able to put it in the screen, but that's what. Now, to give you a short introduction about the Holy Land. What's happened there? Many of our friends, they think that Palestine and Jordan and Israel is different states. Really, Palestine and Israel is the same. That's the area who is the green area. Okay, and you can recognize that the water, the Mediterranean Sea, that's Egypt here. But what's that? Yeah, that's Jordan, and here Lebanon and Syria. What my our brother minister, he prayed for the people in Syria, that Syria area here. Especially it's a big war, it's happening there. But anyhow, that's the region. What's happening in that region? Jerusalem is here, Bethlehem is here, and between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, just 5 miles. My wife is from Jerusalem, I am from Bethlehem. We have a story to tell. What's the story behind that before we will go to the others? The people are living in this area, who they call it the West Bank of Jordan River. They have green ID. The people are living in Jerusalem in the east. They have a blue ID, but light blue ID. The people are living in the west of Jerusalem. They have a blue dark ID. What's the difference between the three? The difference between three is Michael, who lived in Bethlehem, he had a green ID. He is not able to be in Jerusalem with his wife without having a permission from the Israeli government. As Michael also, he is not able to fly out of Tel Aviv, who is 25 minutes away from his home. I need to fly out of Jordan. My wife, she can fly out of Jordan, of Tel Aviv. And my daughter, also she can. Maybe you will meet her a little bit later. She can fly, but me, no. My wife, she can fly also about, out of Tel Aviv, not with Israeli passport. She will have Israeli travel document. The travel document, actually it will be stamped by a return visa. She is not able to return back to the country without having a stamp. Imagine that if you visit Canada, you are not able to return back before you visit Canada to have a stamp from your government here, you are able to return back. They consider her, the Israeli, they consider, when I talk about myself, about my wife, I am not talking just us. We are talking about general, okay? My wife, they consider her inhabited of Jerusalem, not resident of Jerusalem. It's been like kind of refugee people are living in Jerusalem. And that's, the people are living in the other part of the country, they are able to have Israeli passport. We pay taxes, by the way, in Jerusalem, but we are not able to vote. Okay? That's the thing, what, just in short, what's happening there. Again, that's my family. You know, just, that's many of, that's, it was been my Christmas letter before 3 years. Don't leave. That's what I, if you remember, I mentioned that many of our friends, they say, Michael, why are you not coming to the country? And that's it was been my message to them for Christmas before 3 years. I don't want to leave. Now that's again the map of the Holy Land before 1917 or 1915. This area was being under the Ottoman Empire, or before that, in the time of Jesus, and the Roman Empire, the Byzantine, the Crusaders, the Muslims, the Crusaders, the Roman, the Ottoman Empire, the British mandate who win the war from the Turkish in 1915, the First World War. In 1917, Balfour promised the Jew to have a land either in Palestine or Uganda or Argentina. The chosen it was being Palestine. And we can recognize the white area where it used to be inhabited by Jewish. The white area and the rest of the area are Christian and Muslims. You know, that's the thing is, many of our brothers and sisters, they don't speak about the Christian lost. Or the conflict in the Holy Land talking about Muslims and Jews. But we are the big loser because we used to own 70% of the land of the Holy Land. Today is almost none. We used to be 40% of the population Christian. Today we are less than 2% of the population are there. And if again the situation it will go more, it will be more Christians leaving the country. Now, in 1917, Balfour promised, like what I mentioned, more of the Jews, they come from Europe and other parts of the country. They have civil war between the Palestinians. By the way, the Jews, they used to live in Palestine. At that time, they called themselves Palestinian. In 1936, it had the civil war between the local people. The Palestinian people are the Jews, Christians, and Muslims. It drove that for the 1948 to divide the country between the Israeli or the Jew and the Palestinian. According to United Nations, they divided 52 the white area for the Israeli and 48 who is the green area for the Palestinian. Not far away, in 1956, the Israeli, they have another war, and they own 78% of the land and left for the Palestinian under the Jordanian rules 22% of the land. And you can compare, that's United Nations 48 divide, size of Gaza. You heard a lot about Gaza, by the way. Most of the people in Gaza are refugee people, not from the local people, by the way, who moved out from the white area. And the size of the West Bank, and that's the north for the people who they've been in the Holy Land. That's the north of Nazareth, being part of the Palestinian Authority. But in 1956, disappeared, and the West Bank been shrinking, Gaza been shrink, and we have that kind of condition. In 1967, the Israeli, they occupied. You are hearing me without microphone?
Yeah,
just I am sorry, the microphone is there, not yet. Yeah, in 1967, the Israeli, they have another war and they occupied all the land. In 1987-88, we have the uprising against the occupation. The world put the pressure on the Israeli to have a peace with the Palestinian, but they didn't have any kind of solution until 1993. Oslo Agreement, going for peace to a Palestinian state and beside the Israeli state. That's the Palestinian state who's supposed to be beside the Israeli state, and we accept the lost. But the Israeli, since 1993, what they want and what they go to, they divide the West Bank. And every district, like Bethlehem, it's surrounded by settlements, as well as Hebron, as Ramallah, as all kind of the main cities being divided from each other. And if we want to pass to another city like Jericho, for example, from Bethlehem to Jericho, we need to go through a settler's road, who most of the time we are not allowed to, and they can block it any time. Go ahead. That's the West Bank, and the triangle, what we are mentioning about the settlements, the blue ones, show you how the size of the settlements are in the Palestinian state, who's supposed to be a Palestinian state, but there, I didn't believe that it would be any kind of two-state solution because of that. The inhabited are living here, almost like 2 million people. The Israeli settlers are living in. Over than 600,000 people are in. Yeah. Now, to give you more details about what's going on, why we are frustrated, why we are nervous, that's Bethlehem. That's Bethlehem area. The size of Bethlehem area is 660 kilometers square. The Israeli, as well as other areas, they divide every area for A and B and C. What's mean A and B and C? A is fully authority under the Palestinian rules. They can build houses without returning back to the Israeli government. They can have their industrial without returning back to the Israeli government. B, inhabited by Palestinian, but the land under the control of the Israeli. C, 100% is under the control of the Israeli. And when we are talking about A and B and C, we need to see how much I am free to drive my car in Bethlehem among the 660 kilometers square. We can recognize that area A, where I live, Bethlehem, and another towns, I am allowed to go for 7.5% of the land, who is 600, almost like 50 kilometers square, among 660 kilometers square. Area B, who is what I mentioned, that's inhabited by Palestinians, but the land are under the control of the Israeli, 5.5%. Almost together, I am allowed to be free to use 13% from this big space of Bethlehem. I am captured. You know, we are living, either we are living in Bethlehem, in towns, but we are living in a big prison. And this kind of big prison limitate our resources of living. For example, you see the olive wood. The olive wood, I am not, it's manufactured in Bethlehem, but I am not allowed to take it out of Bethlehem without going, I am not able to ship it out of Bethlehem. I need to ship it out of Jerusalem. Yeah, the area C, who are, and the military areas, nature reserves, almost 127 kilometers, okay, who is more than 84% of the land are fully under the control of the Israeli. The water, by the way, is under the area of C, who support Bethlehem and Hebron and Jerusalem. I have two homes. My home in Jerusalem, I pay less expensive for the water and even the electricity than my home in Bethlehem. And my water is in Bethlehem. And I didn't have it all the day. And we need to have containers in the top of our homes to keep the water, because not running every day in Jerusalem, where our home, we have 24 hours. Yeah, go ahead. When we are talking about settlement, these are the settlements. We are living, just why I use that, to let you understand something as living in the Holy Land. We are living under five laws. Where is the lawyers? Five laws. We are living in. The Israeli are using against us the Ottoman Empire law, the Jordanian law, the British Mandate law, the military law, and the Israeli law. What is convenient for them to fight us, they are using. And for that reason, for example, the one of the laws to occupy or to own the land, you need to plant the land, even that's not your land. You rent it from me. For 20 years, you are owning this land. And for that reason, any settlements they are building, they will need to plant trees. After that, they cut all the trees after 20 years, and they build settlements, and that's what it's look like. The settlements is not just a settlement, few houses are big cities in the West Bank, in the Bethlehemi people, as well other people are living in. What's the important things about this settlement is nearby Bethlehem? In this area, this land is belong to the Franciscan Christian in Jerusalem. and the Israeli government are pushing them to, because there is a historical monastery destroyed, actually, there, they call it the Rest of Mary. They want the Israeli, they want the Franciscan Christian to rebuild the monastery because they want really to destroy Bethlehem economy by having these facilities, and the tourists, they would be happy to visit the Nativity Church, to visit the birthplace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but they will return back. There you can see Bethlehem clear in the front of you, and there are all kinds of facilities and hotels in that part. When we are talking about shortage of water, that's what we have in the top of our homes to serve the water for a week or 2 weeks. If many of you heard about the war, who are turned between Bethlehem and Jerusalem, who separate Bethlehem from Jerusalem. And the reason of that for the Israeli really is for security. Security from what? From the bad Palestinian? Really, I didn't think so, because this land is Bethlehem land, is the farm land. That's the season it was being last month, and this month and before it, the harvest of the olive tree. That's the olive tree, what you have the statues in the, behind you. And that's the farm, owned by Christian families from Bethlehem. They are not allowed to go to their farm to pick up the fruit of the olives because they need to have permission to go to their fields. And I am not able, if I get a permission from that, I am not able to go to my farm by myself to pick up the fruit. I need to have a worker with me, and I am not able for that reason. This land, it would be forgotten. All the trees, they would be die because no irrigation, no trim, no plowing, no a lot of kind of things. And that's the wall who surround Bethlehem. That's the land of Bethlehem, and that's Bethlehem, the city who separate Bethlehem from Bethlehem, actually, not separate the Israeli from us. Good. If you have a chance to be in Jerusalem, you will be seeing this tree. This is the tree where Jesus, he prayed under it. Many things, many people, they say, how we didn't believe that. No, you need to believe it. Why? Because the old tree is the miracle tree. Even you cut the tree, the roots, they have water, they will shoot again. And they will shoot again more green. And the olive trees all year are green. And the olive trees, the wood is oily. Yeah, the wood is oily, and that's what we have the tree since that time until today. God protected to be a witness for our people and for the Jesus miracles. Yes. That's the fruit whom we have it, as a fruit, as olive oil. That's what you see, the carvers. Why we have the carving? This year, by the way, we have a kind of surprise for our brothers and sisters as Lutheran. They are celebrating the 500 year anniversary for Luther. That's right. And the carvers and me, we decided to make a surprise for them to show them that we like you. And we carve for you Luther statue to remember that kind of friendship. And the carvers, they are ready, they are looking forward to see more people are interested in that, especially if you know anybody in Germany. Yeah, because that's the headquarter, let us say, and that's the beginning. Yeah, you are welcome to see it. And now we come to the Nativity Church. That's the Nativity Church, that's what Jesus born. Do you know anybody who know how old this church? No? Quick! 10 years? 20 years?
6,000.
Less than 2,000. Jesus Christ is 2,000. But this church being built by Queen Helen, the wife of the Emperor of the Romans, in 300 years after the birth of Jesus Christ. This church is contained almost 8 different kind of churches. Here that's a Lutheran church, but there are Catholic, Syrian Orthodox, Armenian Orthodox, as well Orthodox, Greek Orthodox, Ethiopian, and other select. And that we have the cross. You know what's been the cross? 4 small crosses and big cross. Anybody had an idea?
Ow.
No. Yeah, that's we call it Jerusalem cross or the Crusaders cross. But why we have 4 crosses? The 4 crosses actually about telling us about the 4 gospels. And the big cross is the Holy Land, is the gospel herself. We have 5 gospels. 4, what you are reading in books, and the 5th in the ground. For that reason, we say that when you are interested to come to the Holy Land, we love to meet you. We love to let you know more stories about what's happening there. Because the church, by the way, or the historical churches, is the body, not the body. The church is you and him and her. That's the church. And that's another, that's towers. That's, for example, you heard about the Armenian Christian. That's their tower. That's here the Orthodox, that's the Ethiopian, that's the Egyptian Copts, yeah, and that's another Syrian Orthodox. And here we have, you know, under here we have a lot of cisterns, water, having water inside from the rain for the people, and if they need that, when they need, especially in the war. Now that's the main gate for the Nativity Church, for the church where Jesus born, okay? If we recognize, we have 1 first gate, the 2nd gate, and we have the 3rd gate. Why we have 3 gates? 3 gates because we want to prevent other people who are coming without no respect with their horses to the church. How we can prevent them from doing that? And we didn't have the power to protect that, by the way, because our area is, like what I mentioned, under occupation for several years, and we live under kind of a lot of pressure as a Christian. We need to protect it by natural things. And that, we make it that the small ones, the people they can near and enter, and maybe somebody, he will come, he want to go forward. He is not able to go, he will flip. For that reason, we have this step. Yeah, go ahead. That's inside the church. Today, the church is for the people they've been in the Holy Land. Anybody here been beside the minister in the Holy Land? Since when? Which year?
Yeah.
We have. Now, if you go again, you will be thrilled. Because all that kind of pictures change. We found a lot of treasure in the walls, from icons being covered from years by years, from the wax fire or polyester or other kind of stuff. Today is really very pretty. And this Christmas, it will be the church very pretty from inside. If you are interested to know more and to see how it looks like the church, you are welcome to email me back and I will send you the link. That's a chapel belonging to the Orthodox, by the way, church. And here, the mosaic, the floor of the Nativity Church, or we call it the birthplace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's, we have a story about that, by the way, if you believe in miracles. Now, this column here, that's the story. If you remember, you have to put your finger, if you saw people putting their fingers as a cross in the column. Why is the reason of that? Now, this column, there are, in the time of the Fatimids, They attack our church as well as other people, and they want to steal all the mosaic floor to move it to the castle of one of their prince. But bees coming out of the column attack the soldiers and run after them. They escape from that and until they kill them. Really. We have a long story about that. If you are interested also about the story, email me and I will send you the link. Okay? That's the chapel of the Orthodox. Go ahead. That's the main entrance for the church. And you can see a lot of people are crowded in a cave, real cave. That's inside the church. That's where Jesus born. But you know that the Star of Bethlehem, how many frames, how many thorns? Five. But why we have the star? How many thorns we have here?
12.
No? 14. Why we have it 14? Quick. 14 generation between Jesus and David. Okay? And that's here oil, olive oil. Many people are sick or something like that, they want to anoint themselves from the oil if they believe that, you know, because according to our faith, by the way, it's kind of belief. If you don't believe, it, nothing has happened. Even I am a powerful person to pray for you, but doesn't help if you didn't have the belief. For that reason, Jesus has used that with his people. Because of your belief, you've been healed. The woman and the other people, the blind and the others. Because if you have the faith first, not the other person, the pressure and his faith. You get that? And that's here, by the way, it's full of olive oil, the candles. And these candles are actually in the name of the families are living in Bethlehem. Every family she sponsored one candle to support it for oil all year around. And I, like what I remember as Michael with my family when we went to harvest the trees, we say 9 trees for us and the 10 tree for the church. 9 trees for us and the 10 it will be for the church. From the 10 we will collect it together and give it to the church. That's our families. It used to be, not today because we lost most of our land as today.
In Bethlehem?
Almost today, in the area of Bethlehem, there are 34,000 people. Less than 10,000 are Christian. In the area of Bethlehem, there are over than 200,000 people, and that's for maybe in the Bethlehem Beach, over in Beach, there are 25,000 people are living. That's Terra Santa. Terra Santa, Terra, it means the land. Santa, it means holy. That's Italian word, not English word. And that's what the shepherd field. That's the old church for the shepherd field being destroyed. Most of the churches being destroyed in the Holy Land except the Church of Jesus Christ, who is in Bethlehem. Why is that? I forget to mention that to you, because in the mosaic, in the top of the church, there are 3 wise men. And the 3 wise men, they came from where? Persia, Iran, and the Persian, when they attack our area, they are not Muslims in that time, by the way. When they attack the area, they think that this temple is belong for them, for that reason they didn't destroy it. And you can see here, Jerusalem. And by the way, our home somewhere here in Jerusalem, where my wife is living. Yeah. That's the cave where the shepherd they used to hide themselves. Yeah. That's the wall again and the tower. You can read the wall and the tower, by the way, in Ezekiel chapter 4. And that's the Jewish, they like to refer that for the Old Testament things. Somebody asked me, what's the height of the wall? This is by our friend, by the way, from Minnesota. She visiting us and we pictured her. In real, And that's our friend. She married just before 3 years. Yeah, we attend her celebrating. If you have anybody in Beijing, you would like to invite us, we will be able to come. Yeah, and that's French. For the people who are reading French, just we, the Palestine, we are for Palestine. Go ahead. That's another time. That tower is very long wall who separate Bethlehem from Jerusalem. That's the checkpoint. You know, if I am with my wife, you will see the car later on. If I am with my wife in the car, the Israelis are not letting me with her. They need me to go through that. And this lady, she is American lady, she is visiting us, and she said, Michael, I want to try how you are going in through daily. And we are not able to go through this checkpoint without having a permission. The permission allows us to be in the area in that time from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the evening. I am not allowed to be in my home in Jerusalem overnight. And many part of the people, they ask why your wife shouldn't come to Bethlehem and live with you and solve the problem. Really, yes, we can. But she will lose her right to return back to Jerusalem. She need to, if she wants to go to Jerusalem, she need to have a permission. Yes, please.
Where do you have to go to get these permissions?
Yeah, you know, when we are talking about to get it, you know, the checkpoint is in the north of Bethlehem, and the military bases are in the south of Bethlehem. You need to go over than 20 kilometers, 25 kilometers to go. If you get it, you are happy. If not, you'll return back and try again and again. Yeah, that's inside the checkpoint. Yeah. That's the gate. They can close the gate between Bethlehem and Jerusalem anytime they want. Yeah, that's from the side of Jerusalem that we are going out of Bethlehem. And that's what I mentioned, that if me, with my wife, going out of Jerusalem, I'm not able, I need to walk, what you see, to go through that door. Go ahead. That's your Bethlehem, that's the land of Bethlehem. This road is toll road for the settlers. Israeli are the only people who can go through. I am not allowed to go through. I need to go through the checkpoint, what we appointed that to you. That's inside the checkpoint. Why we have this school? More. That's through the checkpoint. You can see dogs. And many times, when my children are little, my wife, she come from Jerusalem to be in my home. She cook food for the children who are going out of the school. Now, one imagine that when the dog, he will sniff your food. It's able, you can eat it? I didn't think so. She will throw it, and that's part of what the dog says. It's not really, when we are talking dog in the United States, different than when we are talking about dog in our country. There are lots of people who are allergic about dog. That one we have, that's flight checkpoints, how they check you, and that's kind of harassment. That's, you know, whatever you want to say it, you can. We heard about the war in Gaza before 3 years. And that's Gaza before 3 years, and that's Gaza after that, it's been destroyed. Like the same picture actually in Syria. Now that's our friend, he blooming settlement in the West Bank and blooming bombs to Gaza. That's my grandson, by the way, his father who being the priest, who are the last deacon, the celebration today. Our home in Jerusalem being affected by the tear gas and other kind of smell from shooting from the conflict. He get hard for kind of condition. It's having heart threat, and they took him to the hospital, and they gave him this kind of breath to help him breathe, not to lose his life. Yeah, go ahead. That's the empty tomb. You know what's mean the empty tomb? In Jerusalem, the Holy Sepulchre Church. And maybe you heard about the last stories that they opened the tomb before 1 month. You heard that? If you want more information, email me, I will send you also. They opened the tomb and have the first layer. And when they left up the first layer from the tomb, all the area been smelled like perfume. And all the church be lighted without lighting. That's the miracle that's happened when they opened it. And not from our witnesses, from the National Geography witnesses people, because they are accompanying them through this kind of activity. We have celebrated the Easter time, the Holy Friday, Holy Fire. Saturday it will be after the Good Friday. And that's the tomb of Jesus Christ, the empty tomb of Jesus Christ. And that's a light coming out of the tomb here, spread all over, not just in the area. We have a big celebration it will be in the streets, parades in Jerusalem as well. All the Christians inhabited in that area, and they will send the holy fire for all the world by airplanes. That's the Wailing Wall where the Jewish, they used to pray, and they can put their prayers in between the stones. That you heard in the Bible about the Samaritan. That's a priest of Samaritan. He died, I know him before 4 years, he died actually. And you are welcome to take you to the Samaritan mountain and shake him, or Jerusalem. That's what we have to celebrate 24th of December. Every 24th of December, Bethlehem will be dressed by beautiful dress. Over than 30 group of Boy Scouts from all the Holy Land. They would come and have joy playing their instrument until 3 o'clock. And here, this stage, it will be after 6 o'clock. Until 3 o'clock to welcome the Matriarchate who are coming from Jerusalem. And here, after that, at 6 o'clock, until 12 o'clock at night, we have choirs from all over the world. They sing hymns for Jesus Christ. Everyone, he had just 15 minutes to sing because it would be a lot of people. And that's the process of the welcome the Patriarchate of Jerusalem. And yeah, it's okay. Yeah, that's my brother, one of the people are welcoming also. Yeah, that's our friend from Minnesota, Moorhead. He have dressed Baba Noel, Santa Claus, and he give gifts for the needy people in one of the rehab in Bethlehem. Yeah, that's my Christmas letter for last year. They can read it, Carmen.
What?
They can read it, maybe.
Sorry.
That's talking about the uprising. Yeah. Yeah. Now, to tell you about the green ID. That's the green ID. He's a priest, by the way. He born in Haifa, in Israel, but he's working in Nablus and Shechem. He need to have a permission to go back to his birthplace. Imagine that. Yeah. And that's my daughter, you will meet her, and that's her ID. Now we talk about three kinds of IDs, but that's the fourth ID. The orange inside, they've given to her as a permanent ID for 1 year. They can renew that for her, okay? And they are not able to renew that for her and to kick her out. She is not able to travel outside of the country with this ID. She need to have another kind of ID, like what I mentioned, blue ID, whom, thank God, through the court, we get it for her just before 4 months, and for that reason, she's accompanying us to this trip. That's the food. When you are planning to come to the Holy Land and to meet us, you will have part of it, not all of it. That's the bread, also. the bitter bread, that's the oven. Looking for peace and justice. Because if we didn't have justice, we are not able to have a peace. What I mean, justice and peace. There is enough food in our area for all of us. But part of the people, they want to take everything and they own it and they don't want to share. They are greedy and they don't want to share. That's what we have a problem in our country. That's my children. You know, here you are grumble. I seen people here, I hate snow and they are sad. But we are happy to have snow. It will be celebrating for us, okay? And joy, the schools it will be closed. We will have Santa Claus building or snowman or other kind of things. And that's the joy with all of our friends. And here's this, there is a tree. It's a famous tree and historical tree, by the way. It's mentioned in the Bible about the young man, he left his home and take his heritage. And he came back. And he was being eager to have this kind of fruit who are given to the pigs or pork. What's the name? I'm testing you. Anybody knows what?
Talking about the prodigal son.
Yeah.
What's the question?
What's the name of the tree or of the fruit?
The fruit he is used to give that where he, in the end, he been hired to work and this fruit given to the pigs and pork. That's the tree. I will leave it for you to search that in the Bible. You know, many of our friends, they ask about Starbucks. We have Starbucks in Bethlehem, but Starbucks. Yeah. Many of the Jews, we call them the woman in black. They are protesting in the checkpoints against the occupation. They are Jewish ladies, are and the siege of Gaza as well, and the siege and closure in the West Bank, and they are very active Jewish ladies for peace. Any question you are welcome to ask? Yes, please.
Should I have any concern for my security if I decide to visit Palestine?
You mean for the Israeli or the Palestinian?
For the Israeli.
For the Israeli. I want to tell you something. Now, when we are talking about Jerusalem, Jerusalem inhabited in 1 million people. 350,000 from this population are Palestinian. You think that the people who are living in Jerusalem, the Palestinian, are good and sharing the life with the Israeli, and the Palestinians are living in Bethlehem are bad? Okay? And also the settlements are scattered in the West Bank. No walls between them and the other villages, Palestinian villages. But that's kind of propaganda. Kind of washing brains that, hey, we need to have peace. I want to tell you something else about that. Most of the Palestinians are looking for peace even with all kinds of difficulties. The percentage of, let us say, resistance against the occupation, they suffered a lot. There are percentages small compared to the people who are looking for peace. If the Palestinians are very bad, and they are looking there just to harass the state of Israel, I didn't think. The Israeli, they would say in Jerusalem among them, that kind of population. Like what I mentioned, there is enough food for all of us. But what you want to share, to have the food for yourself, and your neighbor's children are starving, that's the problem. And what we are talking about, the land being promised to the Jew. I think that's wrong also, I'm sorry that's to my theology. Because God promised Abraham, that to have this land for him and for his children. And we are as well the children of God. Who gave the right for 5 million people in the state of Israel to get the inheritance of the Holy Land, and there are 12 million people are approved to have the inheritance of the Holy Land, and we are not. We are children of Abraham also. We need to not to be silent. We need to understand what is going on there. We need to pray for peace, to change the mentality of the people who are living there, the greedy people. We need to encourage or to increase their education. The illiterate people, we need them to have more discussion and more understanding the others, to accept each other. If we say that, you know, like what in Ezekiel mentioned in 31, I have no pleasure in the debt of the wicked, but I will be happy when this wicked here came back from his evil way. If I want you treat me bad and I want to pay back for you, no solution. For that reason, Jesus Christ, he gave us a teaching. Love your enemy. Pray for the people who are, you know, bothering you, harassing you. Love you. Love your enemy. That's, you know, that's the fight. That's the perfect word for our gospel. And still we say, okay, we need security. The security is not coming from protecting. The security is coming from us. From like what's happening through the Middle East world. You know, we say that the Christianity is dying not just in the Holy Land, even in the Middle East. But that's, by the way, I want to tell you, that's just for a short period. The Christianity theory came back and more powerful to the Middle East as well in the Holy Land of God world. Because through this kind of things that's happened against the Christians, who are in Iraq and Syria and Palestine, Egypt, Yemen, all over these countries, Sudan. The Muslims who are living there, now they are standing and looking to Uncle Google. You know Uncle Google? Who are, they are forbidden to search about their religion. And they are thinking and they say, hey, that's the Islam? There are over than 30% of the population in Iraq, as well in Egypt, who are Muslims, they became secular, they reject their faith. We have in Iran 4 million Christians. And we have in Egypt 3 million Christians. As well in Saudi Arabia, we have more than 100,000 believers in Jesus Christ from Saudi Arabia.